Good evening. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community and community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. You can find us at 95.9 on the FM radio dial or kgvm.org on the interwebs. I'm your host, Bob Wall. It's time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight. It's the 22nd of January, 2025. It's a snowy winter day out there, but hope you're inside warm or maybe driving around in your car listening to some radio. And tonight for the spotlight, I've got a really special show. It's a recording of a live set from this past summer on the 27th of July over at Roly Poly Coffee. There were, three acts that played that night. And the first one was Peter King. He did some solo songs, and then he was joined by Strick Strickler, maybe one of the longest time musicians in the Gallatin Valley, probably. Almost certainly. So it was a great night. I'd seen Strick play with Peter before and with the Dead Yellers, but on that evening he told some stories and stuff, and it was just really a special night. So I thought I'd play that recording for tonight's Local Musician Spotlight. So kick back and get comfortable and enjoy.
Hello, everybody. My name is Peter King. Welcome to Roly Poly.
Screaming through the canyons faster than a train. Moon's holding water and my heart is full of pain. And I know it won't be hard to understand. Nothing lasts forever, whatever you demand. Been around this mighty world a million times, my friend. Though I know I never meet someone like you again. Chasing down these dreams that keep running through my head, broken like the stones along this frozen riverbed. Back from Tallahassee in the black and bloody mire, scars upon my heart from all this playing with the fire. And I know it won't be hard to make it right. Darkness only lingers in absence of the light. Been around this mad world a million times, my friend. Though I know I never meet someone like you again. These dreams that keep running through my head, broken like the stones along this frozen riverbed. Back from Tallahassee in the black and bloody mire, scars upon my heart from all this playing with the fire. And I know it won't be hard to understand. Nothing lasts forever despite all your demand. Been around this mighty world a million times, my friend. Though I know I never meet someone like you again. Though I know I never meet someone like you again. Though I know I never meet someone like you.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Peter King, and I am from Bozeman, Montana. I got challenged on my authenticity of being from Montana last night. And the strangest of characters as well. They were definitely not from Montana, but they had decided that I was not from Montana either. Bucket of free money. I'd love it if life were like that. It's a cruel lesson you have to learn at such a young age. There's not just randomly buckets of money that you get to go up and get. Not usually.
Though it won't answer, you scream at the board. You're dying of cancer. Always by the nose, a natural disaster you came and destroyed. Your old Telecaster is still unemployed. Light in the dark, won't end the time, no, we brighten the spark. The odds in your mind, it's a grave left unmarked, right off the trail. Oh, it lies an old cowboy, the rattlesnake tail.
Thank you very much. Feel free to help yourself to this bucket of money up here. I realize that rent is not cheap any longer in Bozeman. Neither is really anything else, so we'll get through this together.
Well, I bought it in South Lane, it's me that is cool. She said, I'd rather die than to watch you get old. Through ignorance and sorrow, too much on my mind. Oh, I swear I met the devil the very first time. She said, I hope. Wrote in the journal now. Well, I swear I met the devil the very first time. I'm inside of all the details on hit that end. Well, now, yeah, I may do it, I'm everybody's friend. Oh, sold it down in Portland to lose all control. Our compassion makes a master selling faster than souls. Through covers you'll discover the story they tell. On our hearts are breaking faster than Liberty Bell. I hope.
Thank you very much. That's a song I wrote about an old Chevy Caprice that I used to have. Yeah. That's kind of what it sounded like when you started it, too. I'm going to play one more song, and then I'm going to bring my friend Strick Strickler up here. In terms of authentic Bozeman or Montana people, he is about the most authentic that you can get. He's the, as far as I can tell, the longest gigging musician in the area. I believe he's 95 years old today. No, not today. This year. But we can pretend like today's his birthday. But also today. Yes. For the rest of the year. This is a song that Strick's grandson, Chris Donahue, wrote.
Flicking off, it's almost time to go. One more round of whiskey, boys, and then we'll have to close.
You want to come sing with me?
Oh, this broken honky tonking heart only something for the pain. I'll settle up tomorrow night, I'll do it all again. Every night I find that I can't drink you off of my mind. Every night I try to leave reality behind. But honky-tonk bars and long black curls get me just a bottle of booze to sop up the blues, and a beer gets my tears. In the corner stands a cowboy there, just waving to and fro. He asked the boys to play that country song he used to know. I play it nice and gently, boys. I play it slow and sad, so I can dwell on memories of love I used to have. Every night I find I can drink you off of my mind. Every night I try to leave reality behind. But honky-tonk bars and long black curls will get me through the years. Just a bottle of booze to sop up the blues, and a gets my tears. Just a bottle of booze to sop up the blues, and a beer gets my tears.
All right, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Strick Strickler, ladies and gentlemen. How about a hand for Mark and Flying V for doing sound tonight, ladies and gentlemen? Very happy to have him in our Bozeman community.
Anyway, I've been digging these honks for 77 years. Around here playing guitar. That was right after I come back from the Second World War. I enlisted when I was 15. Went over to Germany and come back right back to Bozeman here. So anyway, here I've been all these years. And by the way, I am not Johnny Cash. I hear a train coming round the bend. I haven't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Oh, I'm stuck in folks in prison. Time ain't rolling on. And I'm stuck in folks in prison, and that's what tortures me. Now when I just a baby, My mama, she said, son, always be a good boy. Don't ever play with guns. Oh, I shot a man in Reno, and it to watch him die. Oh, I'm shacking folks in prison, and that's why tortured me. Yeah! To rich folks in a fancy dining car. I'll bet they're drinking coffee, smoking big cigars. I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. Oh, I'm stacking folks in prison, and that's what tortures me. Oh, if they freed me from this prison, the railroad train is mine. Bet I'd move it further, Lord, way on down the line. Now, popping folks in prison, that's where I long to be. And I let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away. I got to see Johnny Cash in a concert several times through my travels in my younger years. And most of the big country stars I had got to see in concert through the early years when I had my band between 1955 and 1980. But they all passed away, so I was the oldest one of the bunch, and here I still am. So you never know what the good Lord's got in mind. But I think what the good Lord's got in mind is for me to meet people and know people like this. Yeah, we've been friends ever since you was, I'm going to say we was kids.
Since I was a kid.
Yeah, right. So anyway, all right, I'm going to do one of Merle Haggard's numbers. Now we don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee, and we don't take our trips on LSD, and we don't make our draft cards down on Main Street like the hippies down in San Francisco do. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, and places that even squares can have a ball. And we still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning is the biggest thrill of all. Yeah! But we love holding hands and pitching woo, and we don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies down in San Francisco do. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, and a place that even squares can have a ball. And we still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning is the biggest thrill of all. Thank you. muscle and style from Andy Footwear. And kids in Roman sandals won't be seen. And football's still the roughest thing on campus. 'Cause the kids here still respect the college dean. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. And a place that evens with and have a ball. And we still wave old glory down at the courthouse. By golly, White Lightning is the biggest thrill of all. And White Lightning is the biggest thrill of all. Okay, now this next number that I'm going to do is kind of a story behind it. In the year of 1949, when I was 3 years old, no, 49, I was 21. But anyway, I just had come back from Germany. And I stayed over there after the war for a couple of years, occupation. And I had a chance to go to the Grand Ole Opry. Now, this is in January 1949. Guess who was there that night? Hank Williams Sr. himself. He had a brand new song that he was going to release the following week. And he done it on the Grand Opry that night. And I learned it, and I've been doing it ever since. One called Jambalaya. Well, now that my joke is gonna go the old night. And pull the people down the bio. My 813 to send to me, oh my. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio. Jumbo like Wolfie's pie, big jumbo. And tonight I'm going to see my Saturday, oh. Pick the top, purple jar, and I'll be gay, oh. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun.
All right,
Now, this next number is a story behind it, too. But anyway, well, you can't go through life if you don't have a lot of stories to tell. If so, you haven't done much in your life. Anyway, this next guy by the name of Buck Owens, I met him and knew him before he became Buck Owens, Buck Owens, so to speak. His name was Buck Owens, all right, but he wasn't a star yet. This was down in Las Vegas, it's a Golden Nugget, and his band and him was playing there, and this is before he became Buck Owens, Buck Owens. And I just happened to meet him. They was playing in the lounge there that particular week that I was in Vegas, I and my band. And so we come to know him. And anyway, and several times in after that, through the years, we got to see him in concert and say hello to him too. So I'm gonna do one of his numbers called Tiger by the Tail. I got tiger by the tail, like Pangasie. There won't be much when you get through with me. I'm a losing word, fighting a mighty tiger, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. Oh, the day that I first met you, you were meek as a lamb. You'd see fit my dream and plan, and the place that we're setting makes a win for myself, and it looks like I've got a tiger by the tail. I've got a tiger by the tail. Finish up with one, which was the very first song I ever learned, and it'll be the very last song I hear before they carry me away. One called Wabash Cannonball. Voyakov brought this out in the year of 1939. I couldn't play a guitar then, lived right over here, three blocks from here. Yes, sir. In 1939, I lived over in North Grand, where I was raised. And, of course, all you could have them days was radio. But anyway, he came out with this song, and I learned. I couldn't even play the guitar then. Of course, not that I can now. But anyhow, I loved the song, and I learned it. You know, I was 10 years old and 39. And so I never learned how to play the guitar then until I was in Germany in the Army Hospital over there recuperating. And there was a kid in there that was from Pennsylvania, was the same age I was. He went in the service 2 years early also. And he had come down with yellow jaundice. And I was in the hospital for diphtheria. They had us together. Now, can you imagine that? In the contagious ward, and they had us together. He was had one disease and I had another, but that's what they did. But anyway, I finally got over that. But he taught me how to play the guitar. He had one, and he was a good singer. And so he taught me the basic chords and give me that guitar. He said he could get another one. And so then I learned how to play guitar. And then when I come back to the States, why, I got back home here in 1949. I conjured myself up or talked myself to people to come with me and play country music. And I started a band in 1950. And we was together until 1985. We broke up. We had, at that time, we had other interests. We had day jobs here. We worked out of Oldsman always with the music. We had day jobs here and played on weekends. And so we broke up in 85. The other three have passed away for now, and the fourth one passed away before we had broke up. There was five of us together called the Wranglers. And anyway, so this is the last song that I will hear ever, and the first one I ever learned, Wabash Cannonball George. From the land of ocean, Lord, the white Pacific shore, from the fifth old flowing mountain to the salt hill by the shore. Hear the mighty rise of the engine, Lord, the lonesome hobo's fall, like a lightning through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball. Oh, listen to the jingle, Lord, the rumble and that roar. Take a ride along the woodland, through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rise of the engine, Lord, the lonesome hobo's fall, like a lightning through the jungle. Things about that song. Who here knows what hobo jungles are? You don't?
A hobo jungle?
You're standing right on them. When I was a kid, this was hobo jungles. Really, it was brush. It was all full of brush here. And it was a hobo jungles. Now, hobos, you know, back in them days, rode the trains to get around. Now, there's a difference between hobos and a bum. Now, don't you ever call a hobo a bum, or you are in trouble. There is a difference. There's a difference in their lifestyle. There's a difference in their way of life. Now, hobos was all right. We lived right over here, just three blocks. And they used to come over and knock on the door, say, do you folks have any wood you'd like chopped or anything that you can do so I could get a little bit of food? And we always had a little bit of work for them to do. And my mother would serve up some food for them and give them, and they'd take it and bring it over here and share it with some of their other buddies. And anyway, so that's what a hobo jungle is. That's what the song says. Gliding through the woodlands, through the hills and by the shore. And gliding through the hobo jungle, that's part of the song, comes from that. And that was really something. This was a hobo jungle. Just so different, yeah. And anyway, okay, that was my last song, and I bet you're all glad of that.
Strictly, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, music lovers.
Thank you, Roly Poly Coffee. Thank you, everybody, for hanging out in the parking lot. We really appreciate it. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for listening to this old dude. Thank you.
That was Peter King, joined by Strick Strickler, live at Roly Poly Coffee this past July 27th, 2024. Really enjoyed that. I hope you did too. It was great to hear Strick telling some stories. The story about the hobo jungle was great. I think I'm going to keep going here tonight with the spotlight with some more music by Peter King. He's been a longtime fixture of the Bozeman music scene, and he's got a couple of great solo albums out that I highly recommend. You can find those on CD and I think maybe vinyl. I think, check down at Cactus or the Wax Museum, see if maybe they've got copies of them. If not, you can maybe contact Peter. The first one's just self-titled, and the other one's the newest one that was just released this past year is called Outlaw Blood. But Peter's been in a lot of bands around here, of course, and I think I'll play you maybe some cuts off of a couple of those. He was in the Salamanders and the Dead Yellers. The Dead Yellers are still out there playing out and about, and he's got another country cover band called Neon Rainbow that I haven't actually gotten out to see yet. I'm going to have to remedy that situation here someday, but I think I'll play you a little bit of music by the Dead Yellers and the Salamanders here for the spotlight. We'll start out with a couple by the Dead Yellers from their album Old Blind Tiger. I'll play Anna Lee and Montana Grain. Then a couple by the Salamanders. Kick her off with Let Another One Go from Axolotl. And finish up with Black Genie from Hellbender.
And
time when the wind did decide to summon worshipers. Over and over you'd call to the soldiers if it do some good. Light of the fire and into the water drank by foreign man. Shifted to speed as the world disagreed to give you what they can.
Yeah.
That was the Salamanders with Black Genie and Let Another One Go. Before that, you heard the Dead Yellers doing Montana Grain and Anna Lee. Some great music. Joe Knapp on those songs. Well, it's all tied up in the history of Bozeman rock and roll and country here. Peter and Joe, Chris Donahue. I didn't know Chris was Strix. Grandson. So hope you enjoyed this episode of Local Musician Spotlight. I want to thank Mark Cregan for doing sound and helping out with KGVM and the Labor Temple and everything else. He's got a couple shows here on KGVM, so you can catch those. Keep it tuned right here and have a great night, everyone.